As we cover today's historic election in Iraq, we turn now to Michael Ware. He's Time magazine's Baghdad bureau chief. He spent the day in Bakuba in the Sunni Triangle, where there was concern that many Sunnis simply would not vote. Ware is embedded with the U.S. Army's 1st Infantry Division. Michael, I understand there was violence today around Bakuba. Can you tell me what happened?
Mid-morning, a furious gun battle broke out in the township of Burat, just south of Bakuba. It lasted for about half an hour. As the day wore on, however, the gunfire seemed to abate and became much more sporadic. And eventually, people were able to emerge from their houses and trickle slowly to the ballot box.
Do you have any idea what the turnout was like and how the rest of the day's voting went?
No, it's far too early to gauge that at this stage. However, I do know that just from our part of the city alone, we brought in perhaps 10,000 votes. But it's impossible to say, from the knowledge of the unit that I was with, whether that meets expectations or not. But I'll give you one example. There was one polling booth where there was 250-odd Iraqis registered to vote. Of that number, only 90-odd were able to make it.
You're embedded with the U.S. Army. What was their role after the firefight of this morning?
The U.S. military's role in this election is pivotal. And while all attempts are being made to maintain a pretense of independence through this election, it very much relies on the U.S. military. I mean, I was with the reconnaissance team when they left this base at 2 a.m. this morning on election day to distribute the ballot boxes and even the ballots themselves. During the day, they kept a distance from the polling booths, though they made sure that their influence and their presence was known. It was only at the close that the units moved back in and collected up the ballots to bring them here to the base.
Michael Ware of Time magazine, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We move now from Bakuba, northwest through the Sunni Triangle, to Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown. That's where we found Raed Kutab. Mr. Kutab is an advisor to one of the candidates who was running today. He saw some unexpected voters.
I saw today two or three from the big names from the Saddam family coming today to the election office, and I saw some of the members in the Arab, informal Arab Socialist Party, which work in the past with Saddam Hussein and his party, also today in this election.
Raed Kutab describing former Saddam Hussein loyalists voting in Tikrit. Our reporter Ivan Watson has been in Erbil in the northern Kurdish region watching events there. We spoke with him earlier.
We had tired and hungry election workers hard at work tonight. They were counting out the ballots after what can easily be described as a safe and festive election here. I did witness a few irregularities at the polls that were confirmed by some election observers. Also, the ruling Kurdish parties, they've united on a common ballot for the national elections, but for the city council votes, we did see some of the gunmen, the militiamen, supporting one of the parties openly campaigning for them at the entrance to some of the polling stations.
Ivan, what are the Kurds' goals in this election?
Well, they want to win the largest block of seats possible in the National Assembly. They're hoping for at least a quarter of the seats to defend Kurdish rights. Remember that the Kurds are a minority that have suffered ethnic cleansing, genocidal policies at the hands of Arab nationalist governments in Baghdad. And that's what most people told me. That's why they were going to the polls today, in the name of Kurdish nationalism, basically.
And there was also a referendum on Kurdish separation.
Outside every polling station I visited, there was an additional ballot box that offered a separate ballot that said, do you want to remain part of Iraq or would you like an independent Kurdistan? And all of them, with the exception of one Kurd, said they wanted independence from Iraq.
There are also large Kurdish populations in Mosul and Kirkuk, both cities where there has been violence and tension. Do you know what happened there today?
Kirkuk was relatively calm, with the exception of one mortar attack on a stadium that was full of squatter Kurdish families, and one teenage Kurdish boy was killed in that attack. There are reports that Arabs, after threatening a boycott, that many Arabs actually did go to the polls. And fortunately, the city did not experience much violence today. There were reports of shortages of ballots at some of the polling stations, and that was echoed in areas around Mosul. It had a very violent day. The deputy governor of that city survived an attack on his convoy that killed one of his bodyguards. We spoke with some residents who said they were too scared or too angry to go to the polls. The voter turnout was to be higher in Kurdish neighborhoods, but the Kurds are complaining that at least four villages around Mosul that are predominantly Kurdish did not receive ballot boxes or ballots until after the official closing of the polls, and one Kurdish official claims that they may have lost as many as 150,000 votes.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Erbil. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jennifer.